All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle. Yes, partly cloudy. Hey, it's pretty rough. I just want to shout out, thank you to all the men and women who have served our country and are still serving. I appreciate everything that you guys do. Thank you very much. So I'm right now and, you know, because Billy forgets that this is done every Thursday at the same time and the same channel. So I don't know, but we'll go from there. He may be in or not. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And, but anyway, we're going to have some fun today. I think there's football on, you know, because no one cares that they're playing in Germany. I think, you know, hey, it is, you know, what is that? Tom Brady there? Yeah. In Seattle. That's right. They're, you know, they're going. So we'll see how that all works today. And, we'll go from there. And you know, Giants got a game. I don't think it's a trap game, but, I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% sure if you call it that. You know me, I'm trying to do two things at once and I can't really do it, you know? You know, we'll go from there. I don't, what is, so, you know, we got that going. You know, the Giants, they play the Texans today. So how, I don't know. You know, it's a winnable game, obviously. I mean, the Texans are terrible, but, you know, it can just be that game. So we'll see how that goes. I'm, you know, of course, rooting for the Giants and want to see them, you know, and then obviously Monday night, the Eagles will take on the Redskins and, you know, they'll probably stay perfect and that's fine. But the Giants, the next 2 weeks, you know, you got the Texans and the Lions and, you know, can be. But look at it this way, you know, the Giants 6-2. Look, you play 500 football, 5-5. You know, you're 11-7. I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, we're talking about a playoff team. As much as I'm excited about that, I guess I'm torn because I want to get that top 10 draft pick. Because we have a lot of needs. I mean, man, we Coach Dable and Coach Martindale have done a phenomenal job with what they have. I mean, you know, and I'm really putting this out there. I mean, geez, when all the people is going, oh, we get Aaron Rodgers to the Giants. Well, Aaron Rodgers can't make it work with the receivers he's got, but yet the Giants are making that work with those receivers. You know, not that I'm not saying Daniel Jones is better than Aaron Rodgers. Far from that, because I still don't think Aaron Rodgers is the guy. Nelson, what's up, buddy? Yeah, but the problem with Galladay is the contract. Our great former GM guaranteed that the cap hit is horrendous. And I mean, we're year two of a 4-year deal, but I think after March, I think we can get rid of him for not that big of a cap hit. I believe it lessens. Right now, it's really there's so much dead money, and we are in some serious cap. You know, we're kind of hamstrung with the cap right now, so which concerns me. You know, and everybody, oh, we got to go out and get this guy, but we really didn't have any money to go get anybody. So how do you do that? How do you do that? So I don't know, but I appreciate you, Nelson. You know, but yeah, you know, there's some receivers out there in the draft. I think just go out and get somebody there. Yeah, that's right. He, you know, you need to put a APB out on him because he stole $42 million, man. I mean, what has he done? You know, does he even have 42 receptions as a Giant? I'd like to know if that's true or not. I mean, let's go. I'm going to look this up real quick and see NFL if it's, no, I don't want the schedule. I just want an NFL.com. How come it wouldn't give it to me? Yeah. But yeah, and see, because I don't think that he even has 42 receptions. I just don't. I mean, you know, it's kind of all these stupid ads got to pop up. I don't want to do that. Thank you. See, do they have their stats up here? I'm trying to look it up. Why do they keep trying to sell me frigging clothes? I don't want clothes. What the? See, this is what's annoying. Stop trying to sell me crap and just let me look up some stats. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. It's terrible. Unbelievable, man. We'll just have to just go from there and see what happens, man. Yeah, you're right. The cap hit's horrendous if we cut him. I want to say it's like 20 some odd million dollars dead cap. You know, in between over the cap.com, in between interns, man, it's killing me. I have to do all this stuff myself, you know? So, all right, here we go. Because I want to say Galladay is one of the let me see here. How do I get? Because he's got one of the top. That's QB. Let's see. I can't, but he's in the top here. Hold on. I can't. Kenny Galladay. Fully guaranteed total value. He is $72 million, $18 million is the is what he's getting a year. Wow. That's some you know, terrible, man. What we have to yep. And you know, it's going to be, that's why I think we have to go through the draft to get a receiver, and there's going to be some cats out there. So, you know, we'll go out, we'll get a receiver. I think we, hopefully come back from the injury. We've got a tight end, you know, and the Wandell Robinson, and just add a big body out there. You know, and Slade, hopefully, you know, he's working his way back. I mean, the guy, I was high on him. I don't know. He had that big fall off last year. I don't know what happened, but, he did have a pretty good game in against Seattle, you know, got a couple of targets, made some nice catches. But we'll see. I just think, I hate to say, no, I don't. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, Anthony. Appreciate it, but you got to, because I think you know, Kenny. I think we're going to be, after this is year two of a 4-year deal, I think the cap hit gets less after May, April, or whatever, and. You know, and maybe you find a draft day partner for him that will take some of that, but I just don't think he can. But apparently he's been practicing. Maybe he comes and plays. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Nelson, you're absolutely right. You know, he traded up to get that guy, and it was no longer there. And you passed on a guy like DK Metcalf. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of teams passed on him. I mean, come on, you hear the Eagles screaming about that all the time. So it's a, you know, a lot of teams passed on that, but I don't know why he went and drafted up. You know, traded up to get that, you know, and get that pick, because, you know, we had two good picks. And I mean, now granted, Dexter Lawrence, I wasn't high on him, and I've kind of come around. He's really kind of really anchored the middle of that defensive line. So he's really come around, but I thought he would have been there, you know, in that second round. I thought we would have been able to get a pass rusher with the sixth pick in that draft, and Daniel Jones would have been there at 18. I think at least I would have been a little more confident in, you know, Daniel Jones, because I didn't think he was a top 10 pick. I thought he was a later first round pick, and I thought that would be the guy. And I think he fell, Dave Gettleman fell for the bait of the Redskins, and the Redskins baited him. And cause I think they were taking, the cat from, who didn't work out anyway. You know, but I think he would have been there at 18, and I think Dexter Lawrence would have been there with the second pick, second round pick, and DeAndre Baker would have been somebody else's headache. I mean, you know, but absolutely, you know, because didn't DK go into like the fourth round? I mean, you could have got him in the third round, you know, and hunky dory, but you know, we're not there. Where we are, where we are, you know. Well, the move I hated the most was and letting Tomlinson. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I mean, look, you trade, you outbid yourself for Leonard Williams. Okay, you outbid yourself. You gave up more draft picks than you needed. You could have gave the Jets a sixth or seventh round pick and been done with it. And instead, you wound up giving them a fourth, something, because we wound up signing him as well. We were kind of stuck having to sign him. Otherwise, we lost another draft pick or something. So, we could have got him for peanuts and instead we outbid ourselves. You're right. That was a terrible move. Another one of Dave Gettleman's brilliant moves. But my biggest, I think, is I go back to Saquon Barkley, unfortunately. I mean, great. Everybody loves Saquon, and Saquon's a great back. But if you remember, that was a quarterback-heavy draft, okay? Quarterback-heavy. Teams were clamoring for quarterbacks. You could have traded the number two pick and gotten a truckload for a number two pick and been back. And who knows, Barkley may have fallen to you, but, you know, I was kind of high on a guy named Nick Chubb who's doing really well in Cleveland right now. I mean, really, would that alternative been that bad? I mean, there's a guy in the second round for you. You know, Anthony, the Giants are probably 2 years away. I agree. And I wouldn't go great with the defense. I mean, look, Wink Martindale has made chicken salad out of chicken shit. Okay. Cause that defense is, you know, we have no linebackers, nobody in the middle. And now, everybody's making a big deal of Xavier McKinney's injury. But you know, we did get Landon Collins back, and I feel pretty confident that Landon Collins will fill in just fine. And I know we brought Landon in to kind of be that box guy and not be, you know, play center field like McKinney. So, you know, we'll see what Wink has dialed up, and hopefully this is kind of a team that you can kind of play with and get it going. You know, we'll see. 1 o'clock kickoff. I'm excited to see. Unfortunately, McKinney, you know, went and did something stupid over the bye week. Why? I would think, you know, you're just, you know, okay, you want to get away, go to Cabo where you're invisible. I get that. But really, you had to go four-wheeling or whatever. I mean, come on now. You know, it was bad, but you know what? It was all about the money, man. I mean, you know, Gettleman didn't offer Landon Collins the kind of money he wanted, and Washington did. So he went on and went to Washington, and it didn't really work out that well. But you know, I'm glad to see the guy back, and hopefully, you know, he becomes a good contributor for the team, because he's on that. You know, let's say that backwards, he's been in the league a while now. You know, the Giants had him for what, 5 years, and then, or 4 years, and then he was with the Redskins for what, 2-3 years. So, you know, he's 7-8 year vet now. And hopefully honestly, again, the Giants, he would probably come in and really help the Giants. But unfortunately, we don't have the money to pay the man. The man wants to be paid. So I look to him. Plus, I think he's going to want it. He's going to go to a contender. I can see Green Bay. What's up, Jared? Green Bay, Baltimore, No, sorry, Jared, no calls today, buddy. I just, I've been kind of busy. I haven't been able to mess around with the phone thing to try to get the calls going. Unfortunately, it's kind of tough, man. I'm kind of got too many irons in the fire right now, buddy. I gotta take care of some stuff and get it. But, I think OBJ is going to probably go to a contender. I can see him, you know, going somewhere and into a contender, team. And, that's where I see him going. And I can almost tell you probably Baltimore, Green Bay are the two front runners, for that, right now. Other than that, I just don't see him back in New York because he just doesn't have the Giants just don't have the money, you know? But I just don't think also, I just don't think, and also New England, I could see him up there. I could see Bill Belichick giving him a shot, but I think the Giants would be weary just because of the whole BS he did last time, when he was here too, you know, even though it's a new regime, but I don't see him, you know, being able to get away with the crap that he got away with, you know. That's why I just say, you know, hey, you dance with the girl you brung, and you know, these are the guys we're riding with this year. You just settle in and like I said, you know, 5-5 the rest of the way is 11-7. That's a great first year for a new coach. I mean, get you excited and see what happens in the draft. And go from there. I think we'll see. Cause you know, the Giants, unfortunately, you know, we're going to be in the market for a quarterback. I think I just saw earlier today somewhere, the Giants are talking with Saquon. They want to keep him, you know, okay, but we're going to pay a running back. Okay. But it's durability, the durability issue. I mean, you know, we're talking about 5 years. This is year two of a healthy Saquon, really, right? You had his rookie year. He had a great rookie year. And then now this year, because obviously it's a contract year. So how do you bring that to, how does that equate to money? I mean, somebody's going to pay him. But I just don't see – I just think you could do running back by committee a little bit better than having to dump all that money into one guy when, you know, we don't have a quarterback. You know, when does that quarterback come and get into the spot? And I think Daniel Jones will be one of those guys we can always, sign him to backup money, you know, and let him be the placeholder, you know, 1 year, $10 million deal. And here you go. And be a placeholder, you know, for now and see how that, or go test the market, because there's some guys out there that we could bring in and be placeholders, for now. So, and I think it's just, you know, clearing up some cap space. I know, I think some stuff falls off, and we hopefully, in the next, like you said, 2 years, we get the cap cleaned up and have some guys, and money to spend and get some guys in, and hopefully develop some young bucks and have to pay them too, you know. And everybody keeps talking free agency, but hey, we got some guys that need to be paid. Dexter Lawrence is going to need to be paid. You know, he's the next cat, to be paid. Where's the money to sign him as well? Cause you know, him and Daniel Jones, But I think that we picked up the option for him. So I think we have one more year with him, but he's another guy going to have to get paid. And you know, we got to go out. We definitely need receiver. We need linebacker help. And, we need corner help too. Cause you know, we're going to pay those guys. So those are the three areas that I think. And of course, how do you leave out offensive line? I mean, I think our tackles are set. I think we're good. And then we need a center. Most important, I think we need a center, and we're going to need a guard. But I think Lemieux is coming back. I think he's active. So we'll see that. I think before he got injured and whatnot, he was one of the highest graded linemen as well. Him and Andrew Thomas were working pretty well together on that left side of the offensive line. So we'll see, get him back in the mix. And also, if I'm not mistaken, I think also he can play a little center. So I don't know if they move him to center and keep our guards where they are for now, and get it going. We'll see how that patchwork offensive line, but the Giants have a lot of needs to be filled and go. I mean, you know, great. The defense looks good because we're winning and, you know, I'm excited. We're blitzing a lot, but also you're giving up a lot of yards. Giants do give up a lot of yards. And, you know, you saw that in, Seattle, and whatnot. So, you know, Alabama pulled it out yesterday. Was able to hold on there and keep it. I tell you what though, right before the half, the fumble and they blew the whistle cost Alabama a touchdown. That kid picked it up. And I mean, they gave Alabama the ball there, but, and they were still able to score before half, but, you know, still it was, you know, your lead's never safe, you know, Alabama. And I'm sorry, I just couldn't see Alabama losing three games this year. I don't care losing three games. I just don't see it. And, so, you know, and now, you know, how about Brian Kelly? You know, everybody's like, oh, and here he is going to be playing in the SEC championship against Georgia. How about that? What happens now? LSU knocks off Georgia. And what happens then? All the craziness that happens with that. So, you know, they punched their ticket. LSU punched their ticket with their pulling it out against Arkansas and they get to go play. They got what, Texas A&M, and then they go play Georgia in the SEC championship. How about that? And then North Carolina punched their ticket, ACC championship against Clemson. So, but it is kind of weird, and I think I saw the stat since the playoffs started. This is the first time Alabama and Clemson are both not in it. At least one of them has been in it the entire time, and now they're not. So, you know, that's kind of funny. With that, they're still, you know, there. And you know, how about Navy almost giving Notre Dame all they can handle yesterday? You know, that was something. You know, it looked like it was going to be a blowout at halftime, and I was kind of flipping around, and then whenever I went back, I'm like, holy cow, man, this is a game now all of a sudden. You know, and the Navy defense was getting after them. I mean, It was good. Notre Dame was just wanted to, you know, get out and move on. And, you know, Notre Dame got a couple of tough games still. They got to play Boston College and then USC. USC, a top, you know, sneaking into the top 10, but how about all of a sudden the relevant Pac-12, you know, you got Oregon, USC, UCLA, all in that, all in the mix, not in the playoff mix, but all in the, you know, all were they top 12 teams now, whatnot. So, you know, hey, look, you know my opinion on the playoff. You have Power Five. So those five teams get the winner of each conference gets a bid, and then you get the three at large. There's your eight teams. If you want to make it 12, who, you know, whatever, you can. But I think that's the way you get. So this way, you know, you can still get one of those, you know, Central Florida's in there when they have one of those unique seasons and let them get in the playoff and play. So, you know, just go from there and let those guys get in and have fun. Cause we already seen Oregon, you know, I mean, come on, they're, what are they ranked like five, six, seven, somewhere in there. But I mean, they got hammered by Georgia. I mean, really, you want to see them in the playoffs again? I don't. So, all right. Anyway, you know, today, you know, the Jets are on a bye. I don't know who else is on a bye today. But Buffalo, I don't know why you're playing if Josh Allen, you know, rest him. Just rest him. You can. I mean, you know, I mean, he got the elbow injury. I think he's got to I rest him if it's me. I don't want to take a chance. You got too much riding on it. I mean – you got to rest them and I put it in the hands and hey, just get it, you know, next man up, get going. We'll see that. That's a game. Keeping your eye on today. And of course, Monday night's always Eagles, Redskins is, you know, but the Redskins are terrible. And look, I'm looking for people who want to get in. I'm trying to raise the $6 billion to buy the team. And, you know, so anybody out there that's got, you know, some extra pocket millions that wants to go in, because I'm absolutely broke, so I have no money to put in. But it would be kind of fun to own an NFL team. And so anybody out there that is you know, looking to get in, I'm putting a group together. So it's mainly just me. Yeah, I don't no big names here, just me. I'm the biggest name you got. We'll put it I'm just putting it out there. So I'm starting a donation. I'll get a little thing in the screen, a little donation GoFundMe page to buy the Redskins. See how that we only need like $6-7 billion. I know the Amazon dude just writes a check for that. So but hey, it's you know, it is what it is. So yeah, you know, we're having fun. It's all good. You know, and, you know, next week is a little in limbo. Just a programming note. Don't know. You know, I go down, I got, I'll be down in Florida for the, Thanksgiving break. So I don't know what the internet situation is, being over there at the, helping them out in the VA and whatnot. So, hopefully I'll figure it out. You know, I might be at some little top secret location and getting, and get that done, for next week. Just a little programming note for you. I don't know. So we'll see. I've been rambling on now for a little bit. Let's go watch some football. Everybody enjoy. Thanks for hanging out. I appreciate you, stopping by, checking me out, share with your friends. You know, and hopefully, we can get Billy to, know how to tell time and circle it on the calendar every day, every week rather. So we'll see how that works. Everyone be safe. Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate you. Enjoy some football, and, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.